You're listening to Solomon Says, where we talk about tiny stories. And I tell you my big opinions. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't feeling great about myself this morning. I put on a few pounds, and let's just say I noticed some of my stomach spill out over onto my laptop. Onto my laptop! I almost had to move it out of the way to use the mouse pad. Almost. I started to contemplate the reasons for this stomach on top of the laptop situation, and I realized it comes down to how frickin' delicious cheese is, especially when melted. How do we not know the name of the first person that decided to melt cheese? And how does that person not have their very own Hall of Fame? I would go there on my honeymoon. I'm not even kidding. So I was thinking about how I may have an unhealthy relationship with cheese when a news story popped up in my newsfeed, thank you, Walter Ling, about a guy they, and by they, I mean the police, call the cheese pervert. There is nothing like the internet to reassure you that you are not the weirdest. Here's what the cheese pervert does. He drives around Philadelphia, home, of course, to the cream cheese and Philly cheesesteak, and asks women if they would like to pleasure his, you know, junk, his manhood, his baloney pony, with a slice of Swiss cheese. It's always Swiss. Fetishists are very specific. The man suspected of being the cheese pervert, Chris Pagano, not Pedano, that's a Parmesan-like cheese for the connoisseurs, was arrested at his home on Thursday and taken into custody. Pagano was previously arrested in 2006 and 2009 for allegedly approaching women on the street, pulling out a block of Swiss cheese and offering them $20 to rub him with it. 20 bones. How chivalrous. Pagano is denying the latest charges. Of course, it wouldn't be hard to frame the only guy in town that likes women to use cheese like a condom, but come on, Pagano! The women you've approached have taken photos of you, not to mention the photo you attached to that OK Cupid profile you sent to a lady asking her to do you with le fromage. You claim your fetish started because you couldn't get women. You've said that a lot of women like cheese, and that's why you chose it to represent the girl in your sexual escapades. Well, sir, to that I say, keen observation, nicely done. But I ask you, now that you do have women, now that you are in fact married, why not stop abusing the cheese? Or if you must, do it alone like you did in the beginning. What offends me most about your fetish, cheese pervert, is that you do not even like cheese, except for your precious virginal white mozzarella. You just use that Swiss cheese like a whore. A whore! Solomon says, be freaky, by all means, but keep it to yourself. You've ruined Swiss cheese for me, Pagano. You hear me? Ruined Swiss cheese! This has been another episode of Solomon Says, only on The Comedy Show with Joey Elias.